The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest is Anne Gilday, and she is touring the country with the show How to Get the Menopause and Enjoy It. Anne, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
I mean, there's
an awful lot of talk of menopause at the moment, and we've covered it an awful lot on this show, whether it be HRT shortages or anything. Am I right, though, in thinking the idea for your show kind of predates this talk? It's born of lockdown, is that right?
It's pure serendipity that it happened, that I started writing this and then it suddenly became the topic du jour. But I guess I was plucking something that was in the ether. Yeah, I started writing this show during lockdown and I wanted to write something about middle-aged Irish women. And it was actually my boyfriend who said, you should frame it all around the menopause. That will give you a strong topic to pin everything on. And that's when I started reading about it and went through what so many women are discovering now. All they don't know, all we aren't being told. And so that became a huge journey in its own way, a kind of personal journey onto HRT and stuff for me, as well as a great topic for a show. And so I'm having a great buzz touring it.
Well, can I ask you this question, Anne? Maybe it's difficult given all you have learned, but let's imagine you and I had been talking a couple of years ago and you said, I've got this kind of little inkling for a show and I might hook it around the menopause. I'm not really sure. And I said, well, what do you know about the menopause, Anne? What would the answer have been?
You know, back then, like so many women, all I knew was it's a change. It's when your period stops, basically, and you kind of go into older womanhood. And the only thing that I knew about it was that you might get hot flushes. That's all I knew. I didn't realise all the other implications of those hormones depleting in your body. I actually didn't even think of it as a hormonal depletion, which is what it really is. It's basically, as someone described it, Sally Ann Brady runs this brilliant Facebook group called the Irish Menopause. And I did a seminar with her online and she called it the reverse puberty. It's reverse puberty, basically. So you can imagine, you know how huge puberty was when you're blooming, your whole body's blooming into you basically being a mature sexual being, a mature mammal. Well, basically, it's the reverse of that. And so it's as profound a change. And those hormones, particularly estrogen, in a woman, every single cell of her body has an estrogen receptor. So it's going to affect every bit of your body. And as I say in my show, the degree to which it affects women, you know, varies from woman to woman. I saw I attended one seminar where the expert said basically one third of women won't experience anything too extreme. One third of women, they'll have some discomfort, and one third of women will be driven to the edge of despair with the changes in their body.
And were there symptoms that you were surprised to learn beyond, as you say? I think a lot of people would have fallen into that category.
God.
It's hot flushes, and then it's over after a while. I mean, what symptoms surprised you?
Okay, I had this really, well, one thing I discovered was I went through breast cancer 11 years ago and I discovered that actually it was the chemotherapy that plunged me into the menopause. And so I subsequently went through things like I had terrible vertigo and dizziness. And I was absolutely convinced it was the cancer that spread to my brain. And I just spent a fortune on scans. I kind of joke about it in the show. I go, you know, when you spend €300 on a scan and the result comes back and they say, oh, it's nothing. And a biddy is going, that's great. And a biddy's just going, I've just spent €300 on a scan. Is there nothing at all? Surely you can give me something. But dizziness is totally a part of it. And you hear so many women saying that. They don't realize. They think there's something else going on. And it's basically a fall in estrogen. Estrogen can affect your inner ear. And so it's a really part of the piece. Another thing is, it's not a very polite thing to mention, but it's what's known as urinary urgency and slight incontinence. That started happening to me and I thought, well, this just has to do with getting older and you accept that you're just an older woman. And then when I was researching the show, I realized that the fall in estrogen is totally associated with that, because basically the fall in estrogen is drying out all the tissues down below. And that is what is causing this incontinence to happen. And it can be totally ameliorated by localized estrogen, Vagifem, vaginal pessaries. It can really help with that. I've experienced that myself.
Did you then, Anne, I mean, given you were kind of operating in the darkness to a degree with your own experience of menopause, like, how difficult did you find it? dealing with all of those symptoms and not really understanding them or not being kind of equipped beforehand with the knowledge about them.
Kieran, I went through what so many women go through, that you're going in and out to the doctor going, I'm really worried about this dizziness, the incontinence you just deal with yourself. I had extremely low mood, like extreme, and I had no reason. Everything in my life was great. And I literally was, I just felt somebody pull the plug. And I spent ages trying to sort that out because I really wanted to be engaged in life fully. And I was trying to deal with that as just a mind symptom when, in fact, I realized doing research that is totally connected, again, with the fluctuation in hormones that happen after menopause. And particularly, you know, when, as I said, I was plunged into it. So immediately there's this massive fall in estrogen production that's caused by chemotherapy. And if I had known that, it would have helped. It's just good to have a frame of reference. And then just to have the information and then decide what you want to do. Like, as I say in my show, I'm not pushing HRT. But another thing I discovered was I've really noticed all the women on my mum's side of the family really shrunk as they got older. Like, my mum used to be nearly as tall as me, and now I can't believe how tiny she's got. And that's loss of bone density. And that is totally caused by a fall in estrogen. And women have a much higher rate of osteoporosis than men. And again, it's linked to that hormonal reduction. And HRT can help with that. And in fact, like, there's actually a documentary on tonight. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's called The Change, Ireland's Menopause Story. And it's on at 9:30 on RT1. And I think it kind of grew out of that big exposure that Joe Duffy did. He allowed 2 weeks of his program to talk about menopause, and he had loads of women phoning in, and it was really interesting.
As Anne says, it's on tonight on RTE television at 9:30. The change that those mental health impacts, and I mean, because I know you've been writing about this today in The Independent, if people want to read a really interesting piece. I mean, they manifest as well in some people in the most malign ways, those mental health impacts, don't they?
Well, this is that I was just reading in another article in The Independent that the mean age for women dying by suicide in Ireland is 52, which is peak menopause time. You basically have the perimenopause, that's when the symptoms begin to kick in, when the hormones start fading away. And then you're considered postmenopause when you haven't had a period for a year. And that happens for most women in their 50s. And that is the peak period for women who dying by suicide in Ireland. I think it's because a lot of women experience a lot of stress around the symptoms and they don't realise what it is. And if you just have that frame of reference, and if you can just talk about it and talk to other women and see what options might be out there for you, it just relieves so much stress. And I think women can really put a lot of pressure on themselves, you know, blame themselves if they're not feeling fully functional. And I think that it was a beautiful article written by a woman whose mother had passed away by suicide in the Independent recently, talking about that.
Well, listen, you can read Anne's piece in The Independent today. As she says, that television show, that documentary is on tonight, 9:30 p.m. on RTE television, The Change. And Anne's show, How to Get the Menopause and Enjoy It, is touring the country. If you go to annegilday.com, you can find all of the details of dates and tickets. Anne Gilday, an absolute pleasure, and thanks a million for joining us here. People continue to get in touch on 53106 about a discussion and debate we had earlier on whether all Gardaí should be armed with tasers. So this is being discussed at the GRA annual conference at the moment. Normalising a taser arms race is what causes child death and riots, says one listener. All females should be supplied with tasers. We all need them nowadays. I'm not sure if that listener is talking about all women in general or just women in the Gardaí. Lots of other people, including serving members and former members, getting in touch. Martin, a proud member with 30 years service, says, I'm fed up seeing my colleagues being attacked and seriously assaulted due to the lack of proper equipment needed to effectively arrest a violent person. It's a long time since Pat Leahy, the assistant commissioner we spoke to earlier, faced down someone violent who doesn't want to be arrested. I also know of no case where a body cam has physically arrested someone violent. As for us being an unarmed police force, so are all British police forces, and they are equipping all their members with tasers. So says Martin. Martin, thank you for that text. Paula, though, is a family member of an injured Garda on duty, and she says, I am infuriated listening to Pat Leahy spew out nonsense about tasers. He hasn't walked the beat in 30 years and appears to think assaults on members is part and parcel of the job. Interesting insight on behalf of Garda Engagement there, as the rationale for dismissing the issuing of what is widely recognised as basic PPE in Western police forces. Each one of the members attacked on duty have wives, husbands and children, and if a taser prevents one of these, they should be considered. An attack on a Garda is an attack on society. So says Paula. Paula, thank you for that. 53106, do you agree with Paula or with Pat Leahy, the former assistant commissioner? Should all Gardaí be equipped with tasers? Let me know. 53106. Plenty still to come on the show today, including a claim after 5 o'clock that so chaotic are the scenes at Dublin Airport, they're actually damaging the economy.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Rock.COVID Check, we're proud to continue playing our part, providing the highest rated COVID testing service in the country. And we continue to provide best practice testing services in Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Whether you're planning that long-awaited holiday, returning to work in the office, or just for peace of mind, RockDoc can supply PCR results in 1 hour or antigen results in half an hour. Book your test now at covidcheck.ie. RockDoc, for travel, for work, for life.